Technology has been engraved in modern society and is rapidly developing. Every year, there's a new and improved iPhone, self-driving cars are a thing, and cashiers are being replaced by robots. But what if such technology advanced enough to create androids that resembles us in every way? Ones that move, breathes, blinks like us, but yet smarter and more capable than any human being. How would humanity respond if such androids became sentient? And what are their parts? What are their impacts in society? My name is Jennifer.
Baron.
Starla.
Zoe.
Let's discuss the future.
So, I define sentience as the ability to perceive, feel, and experience subjectively. A sentient being can form opinions, belief, and ultimately hatred. A prejudice of humans, races, or even Earth could be catastrophic. Which I think is why laws like Isaac Misov's three laws of robotics, as written in Forbes, We Need to Talk About Robots, are extremely important. The laws go like this. 1, a robot may not injure a human, or through inaction, allow one to come to harm. 2, a robot must obey human orders, if not conflicting with the first law. And 3, a robot must self-preserve, unless conflicting with the first and second laws. Robots might be able to develop a form of awareness and a kind of subjective sentience, but the actual free will of a robot could equal destruction of the human way of life.
Androids have the unfortunate circumstance where they must live among probably the most judgmental and vicious species on the planet, humans. History has shown that we do not enjoy large-scale change, especially change that we did not ask for. And when humans become infuriated by things, violence is likely to ensue. Forget about everything concerning economy, I would worry more so for the safety of the androids. There will be reports of assaults or damaging of androids on the news. Social media videos and posts would be filled with cruel, disgusting discrimination against them. That is, if they are even given rights/laws that protect them. We have also seen that society treats those it dislikes very poorly, whether they are minorities or people of a certain opinion. Examples would be political, LGBT, or race. And even though harm could come to the androids, let's not forget that androids can also bring harm to humans.
Yeah, that's where the confusing part comes in, whether or not androids could potentially bring greater harm to us than good that's intended. In an article written by Max Tegmark, he writes about an android could be programmed to take out a simple task that may seem just normal on the outside, but if that android's able to develop that sentience to alter its path, it might find a more violent way of completing said task. Like, let's say it has to deal with pollution or something, and instead of finding a way to ultimately get rid of that pollution safely, it ends up just putting it somewhere else where it could end up harming a certain group of people. Or, such as how the androids could harm us, they could harm us through, like, us ourselves, such as a programmer in the corporation that goes rogue and he finds a way to make the androids turn against us. There really isn't a way of telling. If anything, we just have to be able to prepare ourselves in either the next coming year or the next few decades of when these androids will come about.
And I think a really big danger in creating androids that like work for us would be that they would be entering the workforce and like taking humans' jobs that we have now, like the service jobs, and that makes up a majority of where people work and like where people are employed. which would have a consequence of like massive unemployment rate right away, and it would just lead people to not have a job or something. And it's arguable though that the first steam engines that came out also caused an increase in undevelopment rate, but no one today would imagine turning back the clock. So should we have human androids that like do our dirty work or something? In Detroit Become Human, a game created by Quantic Dreams, they portrayed this idea of androids in society. Well, there were androids built for housework, heavy labor. There's even androids that were created to give humans the experience of having like a child without actually having a child, without to have to pay for like their doctor expenses and stuff, just to have the experience of taking care of a child, except the child's an android.
And like being a parent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So really, it's the whole question that we have to ask ourselves is, how do we prepare for this? Because it's probably inevitable. Like, we look at this kind of stuff and we think that it's science fiction, but if you think back to the 90s or 80s, they'd look at just the simple iPhones that we have nowadays, and they think that that's like a wonder of the world.
A luxury item that only like rich people would have.
Same went for televisions, but now everybody has them.
And it just takes one android to mess it up for everyone. Because basically, if one can do it, then they all can.
Oh, yeah. So, whether it's next year or the next 100 years, what do we do to prepare?